All right, so y'all ready to record?
Yes.
All right, what number is this?
Oh my God.
What?
This is episode 200.
No.
But it hasn't been 4 years. It's been 5.5 years. We didn't number them all and we took a couple breaks.
That's true. And frankly, if you look at the actual amount of updates... Mm-hmm. Fair bit more than 200.
Yeah, more like closer to 300, frankly.
We don't make any ding-dong sense at all.
So, what are we going to do?
Something dumb.
Yeah, let's do something dumb.
We should do something, okay.
Us do something dumb?
An all-musical episode.
Okay, we've struggled.
Based in the Civil War.
Based in the Civil War.
That sounds good. We've worked really hard. We used to run really long in our episodes. We tried to trim that down as much as possible, try to be concise. So I think the best thing we can do is 200 topics.
Fuck.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
So, for the very first topic of our 200 episodes, let's pull it out of this hat where Merc has put all the things in. What is it?
It's Merc's five favorite podcast moments. Oh, we're starting off with that. It's not at all what I thought we were starting off with.
What did you think we were going to start off with?
I don't know. I was thinking other things. I was trying to narrow this down.
Merc's least favorite.
There are just the ideas of, like, doing the pictures that go along with it. Once we started kind of manipulating them more and playing with them, I really enjoy doing those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And naming them. Naming them is super fun.
Which we kind of got more of a system in place, because it used to literally just be like a panel of something and stuff. It's like,
Yeah, it would be like villains, and there's a goofy picture of a villain, and, you know, it might not. The name would be made up by whoever edited it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then after... like whatever 70 episodes,
yeah,
we're like, maybe let's do something different.
Yeah,
so all the titles, if you haven't picked up on this, now come from some point that is said during the podcast.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, that's the moment, that's the thing that's going to be the topic.
We're just talking title. The whole time in the back of our brains like, huh?
Did I get it? Is it me? Is it this one me? Damn it.
It's fun editing it too, because it's sort of like you hear one's like, that's pretty good. Yeah. And then one will just wipe them all out. It's like, I almost had it this time, but Kyle got it.
Well, like the one
Kyle.
The one 2 weeks ago where you were posting about like, okay, well, this is the front runner or this one. And then it was Mama Momoa, which was in like the last 40 seconds of the episode.
Yeah. But the minute it's like, Mama Momoa. Everyone's like, Mama Momoa.
Well, I mean, you and I were. Merc was something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that sort of stuff. Specifically, there's a few, like, I love doing the Fletcher Hanks stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We did that the last episode. The dramatic reads. Since discovering Fletcher Hanks and his glorious art and stories that make no flipping sense.
Nope.
They're so fun to do a dramatic reading for. Specifically, things I really enjoy, Taserface. That was always a favorite episode.
That was a really weird one.
It was a weird one that we didn't... I don't know if... I can't remember if we planned that or just... for those that don't know, it was like when Guardians... Was it Guardians 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, Guardians 2 came out and we reviewed it. Instead of... Like, we don't want to just do a review of a movie.
No, we try to not do that, really.
Yeah, because everybody else does that. And that's well covered. We did it as if it was actually a Taserface movie. And all from his perspective and reviewed it as such.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun.
It was. I agree.
He'll be back.
I mean, why not?
And I think probably one of my single favorite moments of the entire time that we've been recording.
Yeah. 5+ years.
Yes.
200+ episodes.
My God.
Was Bri singing about the bubble bath.
Oh, I don't even fully remember.
We're in the bubble bath.
Was that like a Halloween episode?
That was the Halloween, I believe, last year. So I believe 2018, the Halloween
episode. We were in like the living room, and I remember everything was all like boxed up, wasn't it?
I was like starting to move. Yeah, we were boxed up, and my wife was out of town, so we moved into the living room. It's a lot more comfortable to record.
We didn't have to sit on the floor.
like that. I remember that.
That noise you made.
Yeah.
So we did a version of Monster Mash. The Monster Mash. But we changed it to Brian taking a bubble bath.
Yeah.
And
it was a bath.
I just remember laughing so hard that I was literally crying. It just was...
Those moments are good.
Yeah. It was a good one. So yeah, that's my stuff.
Right. Whee! Next thing.
I had a big day.
You took a bath.
Calgon, take me away!
Whoa!
Wow!
Bri does a quiz.
Oh!
Yeah.
So we, three of us, were all going to be doing quizzes.
Mm-hmm. Because we have a total of 200 things to get through.
Yeah. So quizzes it's are relatively 66 quick.
Things five each. Down, yeah. 195 to go.
66 each, plus two. And there's 20 questions in this quiz?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, question number one. Who was the main villain or villains of Batman number 200? Because it's a 200th episode.
The Penguin, the Riddler, Catwoman, and the Joker.
No.
Oh.
I have options. So what? The options, Joker, Scarecrow, Two-Face, or Alfred as the Outsider.
Two-Face.
Joker.
You're both wrong. It was Scarecrow, and the Scarecrow had a new whatever toxin that made Batman and Robin afraid of the Scarecrow. That was literally the plot.
Seems like...
And they immediately decided, well, we're going to quit then, I guess. And Alfred's like, hey, how about I tell you the concept of Batman so you don't do something dumb? And then they beat the Scarecrow.
Nice.
So nobody gets a point. Nobody.
Fine.
Same question, but this time for Amazing Spider-Man number 200. Your options are Mysterio, Dr. Octopus, The Burglar, or Pastepot Pete.
The Burglar.
Pastepot Pete.
It was Merc.
No, it was The Burglar.
The Burglar came back.
It was the original Burglar
that killed Uncle Ben.
Okay.
Yep. And I believe he...
That might be in my quiz
died.
As well.
He died in that. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Because he died because Spider-Man killed him.
Or scared him to death.
Scared him so much he died of a heart attack. So once again, Peter killed.
Yeah.
See, what was like that? Two episodes ago?
We asked about how many times he's actually killed, and it's been a lot.
It's been a lot. He's a psychopath.
Like 100 and something.
Jameson was right. Yes. Same question. Iron Man number 200.
Ironmonger.
Yes.
Obadiah Stane.
Yeah.
That I actually just knew.
Yeah. Yeah. And that he also died in that issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man killed him.
Spider-Man just came in with a knife. Just slit it. Just in like a gap in the armor. Just
hit. Hail Caesar.
This is for Slim.
Now fly.
Yeah. Same question. Fantastic Four number 200. Dr. Doom.
Doom.
Yes, it was Dr. Doom.
I believe we have all the same questions.
Yeah. Do we really? Oh, my God.
None of
them will be able to go with Super Quick.
That's true. Yeah. If you remember. I noticed quickly, I was looking at like Action Comics and Superman and like Detective Comics and stuff like that.
Some of them were really dumb.
They were all just dumb one-off issues. There was one that was just like, just complete like imaginary story stuff. There wasn't... It seemed like Marvel was more on top of like, oh, this is an anniversary issue. Let's make it something special.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
With the Burglar.
And DC was like, let's goof this shit up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's, okay, same question. Avengers number 200. Here are the options I'm giving you. Masters of Evil, Ultron, Count Nefaria, or The Avengers?
The Avengers.
And you know why.
Because it's a big deal. Because it's a big deal number?
Oh, no. Well,
no, I don't know why.
Oh, sorry, that was the Marcus issue with Carol Danvers, Miss Marvel. So really, if you think about it, the Avengers were the dicks this time. They were the dicks here.
Checks out.
All right.
I'm on the board.
Woo! Okay, I got a question. Okay, so here's a question. Which series listed went the longest amount of time without being renumbered? So there's 2080. There's Action Comics. There's Walt Disney's Comics and Stories. And Beano, which is a publication in the UK, if you're familiar with British Dennis the Menace.
I'm going to go with Walt Disney.
I was going to go with Walt Disney, but I'm not. What was the second one again?
Action Comics.
No, you know what? I'll go with 2000 AD.
Okay. Neither.
Fucking Beano.
Beano?
Motherfucking Beano. Yes.
Motherfucking Beano. I thought you just threw that in there.
No. It's literally, it's. I think it comes out like weekly or something. The issue is, the most recent, I think, was 3,990. 2000 AD.
Each comic is a panel.
Yeah. 2000 AD, I think the current issue, or the most recent issue, was 2,137.
Wow.
Believe it or not. Action Comics has gone back to its original numbering, but this is before, like, without being renumbered. So it was 904 when, like, the new 52 happened. They renumbered everything. Fools, why would you do that? Everything's fine now.
Yeah.
And Walt Disney Comics and Stories, 743.
Hmm.
And I think they actually did renumber it at that point. Again, fools, why would you do that? Anyway, but very long. Which episode of Zero Issues comic podcast did Drunk Uncle Galactus first appear?
Number 3.
Yes!
Oh, it was number 3. God damn it.
Oh, man. Oh, fantastic. Because
I looked back at some old stuff as I was doing. I was actually very surprised that it was number 3.
We have not revisited that character in a long time.
No, we have not. That's okay. That's fine. He had his time. It's over. Which series got the closest to issue number 200 before ending? And this is like a particular volume. They just might have like got relaunched with a new volume or something like that. Like a particular volume hitting issue number 200 within that numbering. It has to be that number on the cover. G.I. Joe, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Walking Dead, Witchblade.
The Walking Dead.
G.I. Joe.
Kyle's correct.
193.
Oh, was it? That's very close to 200. Okay. Well, G.I. Joe is 155. Okay. Or where it's at. Ninja Turtles like literally hasn't gotten to 100. They've been so many issues, but it's been renumbered a bunch of times.
Yeah.
They're all number ones.
And Witchblade, 185.
Hmm.
Believe it or not.
I figured Witchblade would have been the other one that was close.
It's one of the, like, some of those 90s, that era, for some reason, those went so
well. The ones that didn't end, they just kept going.
Yeah.
Looking at you, Savage Dragon.
Yeah. Must you?
Yes, exactly. It's like looking at the sun.
He looks back at you, and then it's go time.
Okay, we're looking at live action movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Only.
Go.
How many live action movies has Stan Lee cameoed in?
27.
Wait, are you giving numbers?
Oh, I can give you options.
Oh, you're giving options.
Give you options. 31, 50, 42, 69, dude.
42.
30. What was the
31?
42. Oh.
Because that's always the number. Wow.
42.
That is the answer.
Yep. That's how many proteins
it weirdly
are in
is, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how many stands are in my proteins?
Oh. You're a big protein stan.
Yeah. which of the following characters did not first appear on television? Or like, you know, a non-comic medium.
Okay.
But I believe television. X-23, Jimmy Olsen, Herbie, or Mr. Freeze?
Mr. Freeze.
Correct. I mean, do you both get that?
I mean, I know where the other ones come from.
Yeah.
It's true. Okay. Which Archie character of the following appeared first? Jughead, Betty, Veronica, or Reggie?
Veronica.
Jughead.
Reggie? I'm sticking with Veronica.
I'm going to give you a half point for Jughead because he appeared in the first issue that Archie appeared in. However, Betty was literally in the first panel with Archie. So, technically both in the same comic.
Okay.
But if you want to be just a real pedant about it, technically Betty. But I'll give it to Merc. And Veronica was a little bit later. Reggie,
issue 245.
Yeah, who cares?
Damn, Reggie, I'm on the block.
Which of these 80s cartoons had the most amount of episodes? He-Man, G.I. Joe, Transformers, Real Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
He-Man.
Close, but Kyle's actually correct.
Oh, really?
140 episodes for the Real Ghostbusters.
Wow.
He-Man had 130.
Yeah. Transformers only had like 4 seasons.
Yeah, Transformers was 98 episodes. G.I. Joe was 95, which is kind of surprising.
I'm sorry, but Transformers only had 3 seasons.
Yeah.
Older shows tend to have more, especially the animated.
A season would be like 60 episodes.
Tons of episodes. Yeah. You're like, what? This is amazing. Why doesn't every show do that?
It would be weird. Like, you'd have like one season. You might have like a season that was like incredibly short, and then like another season that was like 50, like 67 episodes.
The first one is usually like 70 episodes.
I think of Ninja Turtles, where there was literally like five like a, it was like a mini series almost, yeah. like five episodes. And season two was like, there's a 4,000 episodes in this yeah, season, yeah. and they were made for and they much
look,
less money.
They look much worse.
Oh, yeah.
Those first five episodes are actually really well animated.
They look great.
Except for when they mix up the bandanas.
Like, all the
how
time.
Did Raphael do a jump kick, go off screen, and then roll in a second later?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you watch that closely enough, like there's like three Raphaels.
He's that fast.
Yeah, he's so good. All right, which TV franchise did Marvel not publish a comic for of the following? Star Trek, Alf, Godzilla, Robotech.
Robotech.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean,
yeah.
Though there was Eclipse Comics published it, which was owned by Malibu,
mm-hmm.
which was swallowed by Marvel, but Eclipse stopped before Marvel bought Malibu, so it don't count. Also, yeah, it wouldn't count anyway. All right. How many different locations have we recorded this podcast?
Okay, now are you counting different locations in my house?
No, we're going to count your house as your house.
Four.
That'd be correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no, that is incorrect.
Oh, really?
Five.
Five?
Oh!
We recorded at ThunderCon. Six.
Oh!
Six.
Six.
Because we also had an episode where your friend Adam interviewed us at Con
College. But wait, does that count as an episode? It's not a numbered episode. It's
isn't
called
it,
still an episode.
Isn't it?
It's still an episode. I mean, we didn't number it, but we did.
Oh, I thought we put it out as well.
We put it out, but we didn't number it.
Oh, okay.
So I had it wrong. So 1 point goes away. No, that's not how this works.
you lose
a nice,
point from
what a nice
quiz.
Trip down memory lane.
There we go.
All right. Who likes toys?
Oh,
we all like toys.
I kind of like toys. I'm identifying myself.
Yes. What year? Marvel Legends is a pretty big comic line. Yeah. What year did that line start officially?
2001.
Mm-mm.
Two.
Yeah.
Three.
Yes. 2000. 2000. Yeah, 2002. Do you get that technically? 2002.
He gets it.
And here's a little piece of trivia too. So Toy Biz started that in 2002. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they had like X-Men classics and Spider-Man classics and stuff like that,
yeah.
I think, ahead of time. And it's turned into Marvel Legends.
Yes.
But the Marvel Legends line at Toy Biz, Hasbro, I think, bought them out in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
So that line did not actually last very long at Toy Biz, believe it or not.
The first figures from Hasbro that when they took over the line, they were so bad.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Now they're really good.
They're fantastic now. Honestly, like I have some old Toy Biz ones and new ones. And I was like, I think they're better now,
yeah,
actually.
Like, oh, the Toy Biz ones are all like murky and muddy colors.
Yeah, they're doing like the black wash
on them
a lot.
Are they murky?
Yes. They're very murky.
But they do that wash, which
they let me into their house.
Which can be nice if you do it subtly, but they kind of went overboard on it. Anyway, so who of the following was not an Image Comics founder? Chris Claremont, Sam Keith,
Claremont.
Or Dale Keown?
Oh, was not a founder?
Was not.
All of them?
Yes, trick question. Trick question. Though Claremont, I think, was like part of the announcement when it first happened,
yes.
because I think he was all...
Yeah.
Yeah, we covered that in our Claremont episode.
Yeah, exactly. But,
that's how I learned most of these things.
Yeah. So, of the following... Oh, no. Who is the first... Technically, the first Marvel superhero of the following? Human Torch, Kazar, or Namor?
Human
Kazar.
Torch.
Both wrong. Namor.
Oh, it is Namor. I was like... I mean, I was going to say Namor, and I'm like, no, I think it was that one where he's like, oh, I'm burning everyone to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that was like Marvel Mystery Comics number one in October 39. Very close. And say Kazar first appeared in Kazar number one in October 1939. Namor was Motion Picture Funnies Weekly number, I don't know what it was, some number.
Motion
but it was
Picture Funnies.
Weekly was the name of the
that
title.
Came out weekly.
In April of the
they
same
should
year.
They restart that.
Mm.
Yeah.
But
well, because they make motion pictures.
True.
And a lot of them are funny.
Which year was Dark Horse Comics founded?
1989. That's too late. I know it's too late.
85.
87.
86.
Boom. Oh! We're getting close to the end. Which superhero of the following has had the most video games? Batman, Spider-Man, or Superman?
Batman.
Spider-Man.
It's actually Batman.
Really?
I was shocked.
I'm not.
Yeah, I mean
the amount of like Arkham Asylums and
correct. There have been so many. Just as many Spider-Man games during the same period of time.
There were, and actually, Spider-Man. Apparently not. Spider-Man had a game first, I believe. His like in '82, he had like Atari? That like Atari thing, I think, and I'm pretty sure Batman didn't have one until closer to like the Keaton movie. But there was like a lot of tie-ins to that, and like games.
Wait, we're talking like Tiger Electronics.
Technically video games. As long as they're separate titles and it's specifically a Batman one. It's a
Batman text adventure.
apparently 41 separate Batman games that qualify as separate games. Hmm. And Spider-Man's had 34, which is, you know, a lot.
That's respectable.
And Superman, 17. Can't get it right.
Respectable for the neighborhood.
Yeah. Last question. How long have we had our current music? In the podcast.
How many years?
Episodes? How many episodes? How many what?
Either way. You could time episode.
3 years.
Yeah, like starting January-ish. February.
Of 2016.
You both get a point. And you know what? My friendship.
How long have we had it?
January 2016. Okay. And since.
A big relaunch.
Episode 52.
Yeah.
Which is
was
weird.
It only 52?
It was 52.
A lot of the stuff where we're like, oh, remember that? It was, you know, that long ago. It's weird to look at that. You look at some of the old titles.
Which I did that episode 34
was that? But what? Archie was that long ago?
Yeah. It's wild. And I mean, it's funny, right? Like, that music's... it's still great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
who won?
That's it.
Who do you think?
It was Merc. Merc was the champion. Let me count
that
him out.
That never happens.
It's going to happen 3 times this episode. You're going to win your own quiz.
Oh, yeah.
I see you as getting 14 right out of 20.
Wow.
And some of those are shared. Wow. Some of those are half points, but you did win.
I got like 4.
Good game.
Hey, good game.
We're shaking hands.
Okay, buddy.
Says two dreading.
Okay, so that's the one we. Right, there was only two of each.
Oh yeah, so yeah, that makes sense.
We could all do it because it'd only be 6. The two things we are dreading coming up in comics in the next little while.
Yeah, you start.
I have to kind of give a nod to what I'm looking forward to. I was looking forward to the Sandman Netflix thing.
Yeah,
but I'm also dreading it.
Because you think it's going to be bad? Because
if they fuck it up, like...
Yeah, they're not going to get another chance.
It's such a nuanced, weird thing that if you don't do it exactly right... I have to say, I'm a huge fan of Good Omens, the original book. That was like the first Neil Gaiman thing I ever read. And I'm not a huge fan of the
show. It was okay.
I haven't actually made it through the whole thing. I watched a couple episodes and I'm like, it's not grabbing me at all. Mm. So, I don't know. Like, it's such a weird thing. Other than that, the same thing would be, I didn't have anything really written down. It's everything, really. I'm dreading everything. Everything Marvel's gonna do.
Tying into the TV, tying into the TV, like, this makes me sound very cynical, but like every time they announce a new comic TV show, I feel a little dreadful just because there's so many shows and I can't watch them all.
Yeah, yeah.
And the more slip like, through my
streaming
fingers,
issue is
and I feel like I'm my finger's not on the pulse anymore and I'm a fraud. Yeah. Yeah, man. That's weird.
I exactly understand.
You can't watch them all.
It's an episode of Handshake.
It is an episode of Handshake.
And it's the sad part where it's like, I love all this stuff. Oh, there's so many shows about this stuff. And it just becomes like a burden. You know, it's just like, sometimes you have to be like, I'm just going to not watch this
one. It used
to
be such an excitement that it was like, there's like a show, oh my God, or a movie. And now I'm like, I love Cloak and Dagger. I love that original series. I haven't seen an episode.
No.
Nothing.
No. Like even ones like, you know, even movies like, you know, I miss some of them and I'm just like, whatever. Like,
I haven't seen Shazam.
Neither have I.
It's worth seeing for sure. It's good.
I know it is.
Like even like the bad ones, I'd be like,
I haven't seen Venom again.
I'd be there to see an X-Men movie first week. I saw that one
finally.
Did you?
Yeah.
And?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
It was dumb fun.
Yeah. Well, there was that thing David Harbour in an interview recently was like, well, part of the reason why I think Hellboy failed was that it's up against the Marvel movies and it's like they're all the same. They're all chocolate and Marvel makes the best chocolate.
Yeah.
So when you're, you know, if someone else is like, hey, I've got this chocolate, would you like to try it? Like, no, there's a way better chocolate over there.
Yeah.
He also went on to say that it wasn't a very good movie. So I'm like, nice.
Yeah.
Well, he's honest.
But yeah. So all your dread, or
you got no dread? There's that, and just Disney.
Yeah.
That's
just
it.
In general, just Disney.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm conflicted.
I'm scared they're just going to buy my house.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They're going to just consume everything. Because there was some report, I don't know if it's true or not, but they're alleging, like, if Spider-Man Far From Home didn't make $1 billion worldwide, then, like, there's, according to the deal, that, like, creative control might revert back to Sony, and Marvel Studios might not have as much control over that franchise, which, again, seems kind of a silly thing to have in there, but okay.
No.
But I'm like, and secondly, it's going to make $1 billion for crying out loud. But part of it is just like, okay, and then what if that did happen? Then Marvel's just like, consume you now.
No.
Just to get Spider-Man back.
Must
and then
eat
it, yeah.
Hungry, hungry hippos.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's just, it's not a good, I mean, I forget precedent. It's reality. it's, yeah.
All right, I am dreading the continued tying in of comics with movies.
Yes.
Because it means we can't have good ongoings.
Yeah. Yes.
Interruptions, yeah. Resets, reboots.
All new number one, point yeah. now. Point now. I'm pointing now.
Yeah.
And Bryce crotch. Look at it.
Even ongoings don't... I was talking about that with Colin today a little bit about it, even like ongoings, everything's very like they have like their pocket, like this writer's doing this run and yeah. then like the next one is just like it almost feels like a hard reset in a lot of ways, and it doesn't feel like anyone's picking up the ball and running with it.
Nobody
you go somewhere different, but it,
yeah.
but it feels
yeah.
sort of like a very abrupt,
unless you're
like,
Jason Aaron
shift. Yeah, he's picking up his own ball and
well run, but he mm. picks up his own ball. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, but yeah. but that's the, you know, you can have different eras that all flow into each other. Yeah. I kind of miss that, but
yeah.
anyway.
Yeah.
But kind of spinning out of that, the other thing I'm dreading is a personal dread. It's my continuing to fall behind in comics. I've got like one ongoing that I read right now, and it's going to end in a couple months, and then I'm not reading any comics. I really, really enjoyed Ninja Turtles, and mm-hmm. I haven't read an issue in like probably 3 years. And it's almost like I have a similar issue with television shows where it's like, if there are 4 seasons of a show, I'm not going to watch that. It's too much. Well, it's too much of a time commitment. And I'm the same way with books.
No, absolutely. No, I definitely hear you.
So I empathize with people who are like, I don't know where to start with comics. Cause at this point I don't know where to start with
yeah,
comics. I
it's
don't think it's going to get any better. Yeah.
I'm actually getting to the point, like, and it's partly was just my frustration with Marvel and
mm-hmm.
certain
mm-hmm.
titles that, and a lot of them are ending on their own. Doctor Strange and Thor are ending, and Thor's starting.
And they'll never be back. Yeah.
Well, they'll be back. And of course, Doctor Strange will be back too, as well. But I'm like, okay, I'm going to take this opportunity. Maybe I'll shut those down.
Yeah.
And I just started picking up. I'm like, oh, here's a couple of Image or Dark Horse titles that
yeah.
are at number ones. I'm like, I'm going to pick up a couple number ones. And just see what, like, things that might appeal to me, and then go from there. And
yeah.
I want to expand the horizons. Not that I wasn't getting the odd whatever else anyways, but
right.
make a more of an attempt to break out.
I actually That's literally fair. Bought my first Marvel comic in years this week.
And
we'll
what
talk,
was it?
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But, for that kind of a reason, like, even characters I love and, like, creators I like, I'm just like, I can't, like, they just burn me
yeah.
out so badly.
Yeah, yeah.
Now go on, you little scamps, have yourselves a ball.
Go to the next thing. I'm reaching into the hat. Oh, here we do the MFK, the Mary Pop kill. This will be Bry's.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah. So there's 3 of them you get to do, and when we get to
mm-hmm. just do all
pick
3
who we're gonna yep. marry and F and kill.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so first MFK, Werewolf Jimmy Olsen, Elastic Lad Jimmy Olsen, or Giant Turtle Monster Jimmy Olsen.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Werewolf.
Sorry, what was the first
werewolf,
one?
Werewolf Jimmy Olsen, Elastic Lad Jimmy Olsen, who's like elongated man, but Jimmy Olsen.
Oh, the one that I'm fucking.
Yeah. Like there's even a question.
Yeah, giant turtle Jimmy
you
Olsen.
You can form into whatever and form inside of me, whatever. That's horrible to say out loud.
That is.
But erotically exciting. Ooh.
I feel like, yeah.
That's on record forever. Never having a political
You gotta marry or kill the other two.
I would kill the werewolf and marry the giant turtle boy.
Who's gonna mess with the giant turtle boy?
Exactly.
Nobody.
I'm gonna kill the turtle boy and
why would you marry a werewolf, Jimmy Olsen?
I love to pet.
It's like, I love Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah.
And sometimes he's a Jimmy. Werewolf. Good but nobody's Jimmy. Perfect.
Good Jimmy.
See, I haven't actually read that issue. I think I've got it somewhere, but is it like a full moon situation werewolf? Because he's not, then he wouldn't always be a werewolf.
I think
you could take precautions. I've seen Buffy.
He went
get him in a cage.
He went to the moon with some astronaut, and mm-hmm. he was
got a sweet ass necklace. Have a good time.
And he's like, "Can I borrow that necklace?" Oh, good.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Next, snapper car. Rick Jones or Speedy.
Or Snapper
Car. Trying to come up with the best...
I'm going to kill Snapper Car because I fucking hate Snapper
Car. I'm going to marry Snapper Car.
And then I'm going to kill your Snapper Car.
No, not my baby Snapper. Not my baby. He's got a good job. He's got a good job. Rick Jones doesn't have a good job.
That's
what does
true.
Rick Jones do for work? He's a bum.
Isn't he dead now? I think they brought him
and
back.
He's dead.
He's like an abomination monster.
I'm going to marry Rick Jones.
Oh, that's right. He was A-bomb.
A-bomb.
God
yeah.
damn it. That's right. He was A-bomb.
He was the Seth Green of characters. He was also voiced by Seth
he
Green.
He was voiced
yeah,
by
definitely,
Seth
definitely.
Green.
Definitely. Snapper Carr, I actually picked up the most recent Dial H for yeah. Hero, and he was in it, and I guess he's just like the caretaker of like the Justice League Detroit headquarters. So he's just like crashing there doing nothing.
I mean, that's a good
Snapping.
Job.
That's
Snapping.
Great. Yeah. He's got a low stress job and he like gets to live in like a Justice League headquarters
and
so,
so do
could
I.
You. Fantastic. Yeah.
Right after I fuck Speedy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta go for your bad boy period.
How can you fuck you're killing.
With my penis.
Sorry, I thought we had them mixed up.
Kill Rick
but
Jones.
That was great that you just looked at me in the eye and
my God.
Said that.
Fantastic.
Hey, handshake.
And the final, these are characters with like multiple personalities, bracket, Typhoid Mary, Moon Knight, and Bruce Banner.
I'm going to kill Moon Knight because otherwise he's going to kill me.
It's possible.
It's very probable.
Yeah.
So that leaves Typhoid Mary and
Bruce Banner.
Bruce Banner. I'm going to marry Bruce Banner because hopefully he'll stay calm.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a good basis for a long-term relationship.
Hey, you gotta start somewhere.
Yeah. He's, I mean, you know, he's a scientist.
Yeah.
A doctor, honey.
An angry doctor.
Yeah.
And, I guess I'm...
Typhoid Mary?
I've got typhoid, I guess. Well,
I'd go for Typhoid Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got that one pant leg.
Yeah.
I would marry Moon Knight and kill Bruce Banner because he'll be back.
What are you,
that's
Hawkeye?
True. Yeah, yeah. You can't kill him now, so.
Well, I mean, he's a big enough draw that he would stay dead for like 6 months maybe.
Yep.
So,
fair enough.
Guilt-free murder.
There you go.
I want to hunt the ultimate game, man, and then also Hulk. But then man.
The biggest, angriest, most dangerous man.
But sometimes when you want to make a point, you gotta pound it in.
Okay, so Merc is doing a bloody character storm.
Ooh, character storm! And there's, what, three of them. For those who don't know character storm, I say the name and the other guys create the background powers, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
First one up, Locomotive Monk.
Oh, man.
He's a monk who is, I mean, he's got the, he's...
He's got a big caboose.
He grew up in a monastery, and he saw the trains going by in the, you know, the trains going by miles away, and he would always look off, and he would go, God, gods, one day I want to be, I want to be on one of those steel buffalo.
I want to be a train.
And he became one. You got anything to add?
No. He's just...
All right, we'll go with that. Okay.
He's a bit of a turbo teen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, turbo teen.
He turns into a train, but he also, you know, he's got his...
Turbo monk teen.
He's got his monk parents that he's got to, you know...
No, support. I'm fine. I wasn't doing anything. Is that a locomotive under your muck garb? Anyway.
It's got a sweet caboose.
Yeah. Number two, the indelible Dr. Hafhar.
Pardon?
The abominable.
The indelible.
Oh, indelible.
Indelible Dr. Hafhar.
Hafhar.
And for anyone that gets that joke, good for you.
No, I don't.
It's not me either.
Hafhar. It's a Steve Martin movie.
Now, what does indelible mean? You can't erase it?
Sure.
I mean, that's what I've learned from Robert Munch books.
Yeah.
So you can't erase this Dr. Hafhar.
Indelible Dr. Hafhar.
He's just a regular doctor. He's very pretentious.
He actually had indelible added to his name.
Yeah,
as like an honorific.
Oh, yeah. Everyone hates him.
He's quite the douchebag. Nobody likes him.
We're going fast.
Yes.
Okay, number three. Old Flaps McGavin.
Old Flaps?
Old Flap. O-L. Apostrophe. Old Flaps McGavin.
Oh, you know, Flaps McGavin.
Old Flaps McGavin.
Well, you know, Flaps McGavin used to be, he used to have the tightest flaps. But God, Flaps has seen, you know, tighter days. And I was old Flaps.
Yeah.
Those old flaps don't flap like they used to. Those old flaps don't flap like they used to do.
When he runs into trouble, he gets you with this old flaps, mm-hmm. and you're just so grossed out, you can't even do anything
they
about it.
They were such smaller. They were smaller flaps when he was a younger man.
Oh, they're hanging.
Are they still comic characters?
They're hanging loose. They're hanging loose. Oh yeah, there's burglars, and he hits them with his old flaps.
He fights crime. Yeah.
With his old flaps.
Political crime.
You just get these, like, greasy old flaps in the face. You're like, yeah.
Oh, they're on his face.
Okay. He just flaps the shit out of
like,
you.
Somebody gets him in the... His flaps are all over.
His flaps don't lie?
His flaps don't lie.
Flap attack. Go!
Flippity flap.
Don't come back. Didn't really rhyme.
I won't.
I like it.
I won't, because of the flaps.
Next.
And don't worry about your pajamas. I'm the gentleman!
Kyle's...
Yay, I get to do one.
MFK.
My MFK. All right. Number one, Quasar, Wonder Man, and Moon Knight.
Ooh. Okay.
I will marry Quasar, because then he can bring me about the universe.
It's true.
I will kill Moon Knight, because seriously, he's going to kill me at some
point. Very possible.
Want to kill Moon Knight.
And I guess I'm going to find Wonder Man.
Hey, listen, ride the Ion, baby.
He's a star.
Yeah, you get to wake up the next day and just put on that coat. Wearing the boyfriend t-shirt.
Just the coat.
Yeah, exactly.
Coat. You're like, how low does it hang?
Yeah.
The coat?
The coat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I agree. I'm on board with all of that.
All right. Number two, Martin Mull.
Ah!
Jason Momoa.
Ah!
And Willem Dafoe.
Ah! Mull cast, Momoa cast, and Dafoe vision.
Listen, I'm marrying the Mull. I don't care.
You might have married the Mull.
Oh, you gotta marry the Mull.
I'm marrying Momoa.
See, that's, yeah.
Because he's a good guy.
That's true.
He'll take care of me.
He's just real chill. He goes surfing every day.
He's so good at the heart.
Surfing in bed every night.
He's, alright, I'll F Momoa. Because, I mean, come on, look at him. Look at that dude.
That comes in marriage, though, so.
Defoe, I guess I have to kill Defoe. I can't F Defoe because from everything I hear, you'll die.
I'm going to F Defoe.
Oh, you just want the experience.
Or is it going to be, was it Hans? Defoe's stunt cock in Antichrist? We've talked about this.
Yes, we have.
Oh my God, I totally blinked.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I don't want to do it, but I don't think Defoe can be killed by human means.
Well, he can only be killed by his own glider.
Wait, no, you have to awkwardly mumble it.
Or ice fishing with John Lurie.
There we go.
Ooh, yeah. No,
I'm killing Mull.
Fuck.
No, I'm not fucking him. I'm killing him.
No, you're killing him.
Yeah. Oh, Colonel Mustard?
No. Colonel Mull in the pantry.
Well, you know.
I'll stick it in his pantry.
You've made an enemy today, but that's fine.
Whatever. Right. Next.
Stardust, Space Smith, and Taboo, Wizard of the Jungle.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to marry Stardust because otherwise he's just going to grab me and squash me.
No, absolutely.
These are all Fletcher characters, if you haven't picked up on that. Look them up. Look each one of them up. Fletcher Hanks just is huge. Or not Fletcher Hanks. Stardust is huge. He is. And he just grabs them and squashes them like they're tin cans.
I'm conflicted. I kind of want to kill Stardust because he is a menace. You can't crush me if you're dead.
I would say you don't want to marry Space Meth because
you're
going to go on the most bullshit adventures.
Yeah.
No.
I just wanted to go to the pet store, but here I am fighting a guy with octopus arms and nothing else is weird about
this. I'm just going to bang the Smith. That's
the quickest thing you can do. Hit it and quit it. Get out of that spaceship before it takes off. You're fine.
Diana's in the back going, just run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been here for 17 years.
And
I was just looking for a secretarial job.
The Jungle Wizard Man.
Taboo.
I guess I would...
As Brian licks his lips.
Just a knife
sweet
and a fork.
Sweet taboo.
Yeah. See, I guess I have... I guess it's...
Oh, well, it's taboo.
Crossing the line.
It's hard to say. Because he's constantly just, like, in the bushes, his head just poking out, yelling or something, doing whatever he does.
That's a metaphor.
Yeah. Anyway. So, I mean, like, if you did... Get down with it. Like, he's got discretion.
You got to remember, he's faster than a dolphin and smarter than a chimpanzee. He's stronger than a hawk and he's better than all the animals.
That's true. Yeah.
There we go.
I don't think I'd even have to kill him. I think the animals would be like, hey, animals, did you hear he thinks he's better than you? They will destroy him.
Yeah, you'd be like, I married him, but everyone else killed him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Merc. What are some characters going to be like in 200 years?
Oh.
Well, I guess that's the question you're going to ask us.
Yes. So I'm going to give you three different characters, existing characters, and you're going to tell me what they're like in 200 years.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they are those kind of characters that live that long or for whatever reason they're going to be around in 200 years. Up to you. First one, Drax the Destroyer.
Wow, 200 years from now is a long time.
It's a very long time.
Drax has been around for, what, 20-something years? Debuted in, like, the 70s? Okay, so, like, 40 years.
Yeah.
So already this character has lasted 40 years.
It's a long time.
He's gone through a couple different incarnations.
I think he's going to get slimmer and faster. He's going to have, like, a swimmer.
He's going to
Well, he's going to be like when they tried to reintroduce Lobo in the new 52.
Younger, swifter, faster.
Yeah. Now this is a Lobo I can fuck. Now this is a Drax I can fuck.
Lobo. Anyway.
Yeah. He will have overcome his nipple sensitivity, I think, after all this time. Finally. Yeah. He actually has them removed entirely.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah, see? No nipples. So his only weakness
is his greatest strength.
Yeah, exactly. If anyone tries to attack him in the nipples, ha-ha, you can't.
All right, second one. Archie Andrews.
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to be 200 years old, but he's been around
for... But the character in 200 years.
They're
going to
be reprinting the same double digest.
That's exactly what I was like.
He's still got the jalopy.
There's going to be like an ancient one where it's like, oh, this comic's like 200 years old, and he gets like a flip phone.
Didn't he get, like, a Ford convertible at one point? And it's like, no. 90s boy, get out of here. Back to the jalopy.
Archie got a Pontiac.
He's got a hover jalopy now.
All right, number three, Count Dacula.
Oh.
Oh, he won't be around. No. He's not around now. He's around in our hearts.
He's just sleeping.
But then again, I mean, where will the position of the moon be? Because if it's in the house of Istus, so on.
Well, he'll be dead because I feel at this point there'll be no... Because he has to, like, eat vegetables, like actual vegetables to survive. There's going to be no natural food anymore.
Yeah, really.
It's not going to exist, so he's just going to wither away.
And Blade's going to be like, I'm going to stab you. I just eat vegetables.
Yeah.
What are those?
My nipples hurt. Oh, goodness me.
Everybody buckle up for the Merc Quiz.
Oh, here we go. And here's the funny bit. There's going to be a lot of doubling up because it was weird how many you did that I did.
I wasn't paying attention during prize, so exactly. I'm still not going to get them.
I guess I got to write this shit down. All right. Name three characters, non-cosmic, that are 200 plus years old.
Like the characters are actually 200 plus years old. Oh.
Well, like in fictionally.
Vandal Savage, yeah. Ra's al Ghul, and looking at the shelf, Odin.
Would that be cosmic?
Okay.
Well, no. Okay.
Really?
I'll give it to you. I'll give it to Kyle.
Yeah.
Yay.
You got it.
Because you didn't say anything.
You got it.
Yeah. Number two. What was the title of our first episode?
Origin stories?
Boom!
Oh!
Number three. Who was our first guest?
Oh, I'm trying to remember if it was the Dazzler person.
No, that was guest as in... Was it Todd?
It was.
Yeah.
Todd.
It was Todd.
What word does Bri say the most?
Gleep.
Is it Gleep?
Sorry.
I have certain...
Holy moly?
I have certain answers and some of them are pretty open.
Right.
I like yours, the sorry. That's probably...
Yeah.
I wrote down...
Hey, I say it a lot too.
Oh, wait, that's not you.
I'm trying to say thank you more instead.
I wrote down, it's more of a noise. Like, yeah. It's probably what
the
you
goo. Did.
What do you say? The goo. Okay. What word or whatever does Kyle say the most?
Ooh.
Fellas. It used to be fellas.
Yeah.
Anyway. Hey. Yeah. What is it?
I don't have an answer. I'm going to go with anyway.
Well, fuck it. I don't know.
I would go with anyway. That would, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. What word do I'm does all about Merc, does on. I, does I, does I, does I, do I say the most?
Nipples.
So.
I actually wrote something down. I don't know. Nipples.
Just say a sentence. Start talking.
So, Bills.
So.
There's so is love that, yeah.
Oh, you're right.
You got it right.
Right, very well done.
He's so good.
Sassy boy.
So good.
I wrote down Bill Sienkiewicz.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
Pretty close, yeah.
How many guests have we had?
Ooh.
Six.
No.
Five.
No.
Four?
Seven.
Yes.
Seven.
Todd
Jason. Wellwood. Ken, Mandy, Dazzler guy, who's Arvin Batista.
Yes.
Adam, who I included Adam, who interviewed us. And I totally can't forget his name. I can't remember his name. The funny guy that writes for
John Trumbull.
John Trumbull, yes. Yeah. Yes, which makes sense.
Yeah, Mackin in there, right?
Oh, shit. Eight.
Bri got it.
Yay.
Yeah, you were right. I totally blanked on that. Good job.
Our dear friend, Mr. Mackin.
Mr. Mackin. He's been on several times.
Several times.
Like four times. We have
a good time. I was looking a lot at older episodes. We have a good report, and so I hadn't got to that point. How many actual episodes have we made? And this is as of, say, we've just put out the 200th episode.
Like how many posts sort of thing?
Well, yeah. I include any posting thing is technically...
Yeah, like that's an actual episode you listen to, whether it's a mini episode
like
or not.
Here's a separate thing that I can...
287.
288.
Nope.
289.
Nope.
Who's closer, how about?
His first one was closer.
285.
269. Dudes.
Keep going. What?
273.
Okay, neither of you get it. 282.
Ah!
On iTunes, and okay, this is kind of weird because...
Your pose looked like you were going to blink out in like a shitty early 90s sort of...
No!
No! Oh, so dumb.
All right.
Okay, on iTunes or whatever the hell... Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what's the most popular episode? Because it's... But it's... I'm pretty sure I thought it was like whoever listens or whoever downloads.
Yeah.
It ranks. Yeah, that's been downloaded and starts and tallies it. But I looked back and I'm pretty sure I've seen ones that were ranked higher that were now like at zero. So I'm not really sure how it works. But at the time of that, I looked at it now. What were the most popular episodes?
I want to say the episode Escargot.
Nope.
Hmm. Yeah, I remember that one.
It was an Archie episode.
I have two episodes written down, number-wise and title-wise.
Okay. Taserface.
Whoever gets a number closest. Basically, that's going to be the only way that you're going to do this.
Episode 52. Start here.
Was that 52?
I think it was 52.
Yeah.
I know.
Man.
Yeah, we've been putting out quality content for that long. Wink, wink.
Let's go with 150.
Well, you've got it because it's either 198, Mama Momoa.
Oh, yeah?
Hell yeah. I think it's like whatever the newer one tends to do that. Or 162, which I don't remember this at all. Which is not surprising. A-list losers.
Oh, yeah.
If Cyclops shows up with no closed drawer. I don't even know what that means. How come I'm in the episode and I don't know what that means?
We've done so many.
That was like Cyclops.
Is
was
it drawer or drawer?
No, drawer. Like a drawer, like a clothing drawer. Okay. Magneto basically gave Cyclops his weird outfit.
Okay.
Oh, the octopus outfit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the octopus outfit.
What's the first image when you Google comic book 200?
Batman 200?
Superman 200?
Nope. Avengers 200.
Yeah.
Really?
What magazine for the number 200 issue had 200 greatest characters of all time?
Wizard.
Boom.
Like, we both got that.
Well, you were first, technically.
Yeah. We're going to even both you, because you're both cute.
Gleep.
Thank you.
Gleep indeed.
From that magazine issue, which was April 30th, 2008, who was number one on that? The top 200
characters?
Comic characters.
Batman.
Spawn.
Wolverine.
Spider-Man.
Boom.
Wolverine. Okay.
Played by Glenn Danzig.
Yes. And just going from 2 to 10, Batman, Spider-Man, Superman, Joker, Rorschach.
What?
Captain America, Hellboy, Magneto, John Constantine.
Okay.
That's an insane list. That's a weird fucking list.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rorschach beats the Punisher, of course, sure.
Yeah. What villain is on the cover of Spidey 200?
The burglar.
You got it. This is where we get into these crosses.
Oh, okay.
What villain is on the cover of X-Men 200?
Magneto, but he's not really a Magneto villain at that point, is
no,
he?
Yeah, you got it. Well, it's Magneto or Fenris. Fenris is in the background, but Magneto is kind of...
But he's like sort of...
He's on trial.
Yeah, he's on trial. Well, I mean, technically you could say that's...
He's still...
He's on trial for villainy, so...
Exactly. You don't get shackled if you're...
Wearing his best costume, if I recall.
Old Big M.
Old, like, Lavender M. Chest McGee.
I love it.
Who's the villain on the cover of Fantastic Four 200?
Dr. Doom.
Boo! You might make a comeback here. Who's the villain on the cover of Iron Man 200?
Iron Monger.
Yep.
You're just
like, you know me.
Yeah, listen.
What episode number of our podcast did Red Ketchup come up?
76.
79.
I'll give you two more one guess each, and whoever's closest out of those wins.
82.
67.
48.
What? Wow.
Canadiana, get pucked.
Oh my
was
God.
The name of the Checks episode. Out?
That was before the... Oh my.
I know. That
was a... Red Ketchup was one of the fortunate ones that was able to come with us.
Yes.
Onto the escape ship. Drunk Uncle Galactus got left behind.
Listener, if you haven't discovered Red Ketchup,
yeah.
Look that shit up.
Yeah.
Delightful. When episode did we start making our own picks collages like for the episode regularly, although it's kind of sporadic, but
yeah,
pretty much regularly.
I'd say like episode 18
to like 30.
You're closer. 79.
Wow. Really?
I started that.
Wow.
When the first
well,
time
then we'll give
that's
you
the
credit
first
for
episode that.
That
I edited.
Yeah.
That would be Suicide Squad Pecans, Don.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I remember.
It was that long. I kept going through and I'm going, you're kidding me.
And
it's
you did
that?
A bunch of weird shit that episode. There was, like a rap at the end.
I went nuts with that one. So for the final question, what's Batman's slow jam?
What? Kiss from a Rose.
Oh, you get that.
Yeah, no, without that, absolutely.
It's time to get that. So Kyle won.
Yay! Yeah. And now Bri's gonna win my quiz.
Goddamn better.
Kyle, 5 worst podcast moments.
Okay. Ooh. So.
Can you limit it to 5?
Yes.
That time, Bri. All 5.
No. Oh. No. My 5 banes. First one is the period between August 26th and November 18th, 2015.
I know exactly
when. I was the only one editing the show at the time, and I did not put out a single episode because I was going through some stuff, okay?
Yeah.
I was going through some stuff. And
we felt really bad because you were the only one. We were like, just fucking edit.
Yeah.
And we were.
Fast forward to now when I don't have a computer that has Audacity. Or I kind of do because I use my daughter's computer to do a thing. But it sucked. It was a bad time.
Yeah.
Because her computer is terrible. I'll get another one soon. But yeah, that period of time where it was like, oh, just mounting guilt and just bad time all around.
And in fairness, with hindsight, I feel kind of guilty because you were doing the whole deal.
You were doing all of them. Yeah.
You kind of jumped
until I didn't.
Yeah.
Good for you for doing that many, because that was That's a fine. Lot into...
It evens out in the long run.
That was us just being dicks, so...
No, whatever.
Sorry.
Number 2 for at least favorite moments, the Batman versus Superman cereal challenge, because while it was fun to eat a bunch of cereal...
Yeah, it didn't really...
It was an audio nightmare. I don't remember who edited that one.
I
could have been me and I blocked it out.
Yeah.
Maybe, who knows?
Because we basically, we just ate a bunch of cereal and talked about
it. That's it, yeah.
That's bad audio.
It's not great.
But it's a good idea.
No, it's not.
The initial idea is
It would
not
maybe
bad.
Be like a better idea for like a video or something where you cut that stuff out.
Yeah.
So the idea, it didn't translate very well.
One guy,
and that's my fault.
One guy really liked it. Number 3 is the time when we did that little... like convention at
ThunderCon,
not ThunderCon, pre ThunderCon, the one out at Fort William.
Oh, the fan,
it was like Thunder Bay FanCon or something,
whatever
it was called.
The outdoor convention.
We recorded that evening, and I got super sick, and Merck's wife had to drive me home, and I didn't come to the thing the next day because I was like super duper sick.
Yeah,
that was just a bad time. But it also kind of goes into, you know, one of my good time moments, which is there was an episode that didn't have me and it was just the two of you and I liked listening to it and it's like, oh, that's fun.
That was
Kyle leaves and we are Kyle-less, I think is what it was. Yeah.
Which, you know, there's a tradition of one of us not being here and the other two just being like, what do we do?
Yeah, exactly. I think that that's happened for all 3 of us it's evened out. It's evened out.
My... other least favorite moments, back in the day, editing 2-hour long episodes. We've gotten a lot better.
Yes.
We used to just go on and on and on.
We'll see on this episode.
Yeah, this might be a throwback.
Yeah,
but I mean, normally we're under an hour now.
Yeah,
we used to be like hour 45 minutes. I don't want to listen to that
for no reason.
And I'm on the show.
Yeah.
And I love the sound of my own voice.
The best was learning not to be not to be too precious about literally anything. Like I've done that all the time when I'm editing. It's like we'll talk for like 3 minutes about something, go on a tangent and be like, it doesn't add anything to the episode. It's kind of funny, but I'm cutting it out.
Yeah. And I'm kind of, it's back and forth of just like, is it funny that adds to it, or is it just like a 5-minute joke that ends in one punchline? You're like, who gives a fuck?
We've gotten a lot better at self-editing as we talk.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we've been talking about this for 20 minutes. Let's just shut the fuck up and go on to the next thing.
Exactly.
And finally...
Yelling at the other person to say, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Other final least favorite moment are lost episodes, because we've got a couple of those
Yeah.
where something went wrong and... a computer was toast or a USB was lost or whatever happened.
Or a laptop was stolen.
Or a laptop was stolen out of the back of my car. What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
The frick. Yeah, there were, I think there were two episodes on that. There was at least one, but yeah.
Yeah.
Episodes that we will never get back.
And there were a couple that, yeah, just glitched. And at least two or three, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, there's probably a total of like four episodes that will never, ever be heard because...
They're gone.
They're gone.
They literally are gone.
And the world will mourn.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. So that's that.
So technically, this is episode 204.
Really?
Bruce, quick! Come here and look!
Merc, 20 questions. But not 20 quizzes.
No.
I was confused when I pulled it out also.
All right.
That's, wait.
So, I have a character that I have in mind, and you have to ask your 20 questions to discover... What character that is? Begin!
Quasar!
That is one, so no.
No, wait. Lady Quasar.
No!
Wait, oh, okay.
We don't have to go back and forth.
We do have to go back and forth.
Is it a superhero?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it a Marvel character?
No.
Is it...
And I can only answer yes or no.
Human.
Yes.
Did he say hero?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah, hero, not Marvel.
Human.
Human. Human. Do they have superpowers?
Yes.
Are they a male character?
Yes.
Do they have a cape?
No.
Are they?
He does not.
I know.
I understand.
Are they associated with, like, the Justice League? I guess that's pretty much everybody, but...
Yes.
Okay.
Are they a Golden Age character?
No.
Are they now?
I gotta make sure I know enough about this character.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's like, do they have goggles?
Are they now, or have they ever been a Teen Titan?
No.
This is not going well.
No, this is tricky.
I picked not a super accessible one.
Yeah.
Can they fly?
Yes.
Okay. That does not narrow it down at all. Oh, it's a man who could fly. Wow.
Wow.
Do they wear a fairly traditional superhero costume?
Sure. Yeah.
Like, what's, you said no cape, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. There is
what
a...
the fuck does that mean, Dick?
Well, I guess he's not in jeans and like a...
Yeah.
So not Starman.
So yes,
man.
Like
got
he
it.
Is spandexy. Yeah. Yeah. What's your question in home, listener?
Yeah,
really.
You write one in. Do they have an ongoing book of their own?
No.
Sorry. God. Do they have magic powers?
No. You're at 15 questions.
Or he.
Are they a street-based superhero?
No.
Who the hell is it? Do they have, like, any energy powers?
Yes. 17. That's 17.
Okay. So you know.
Did they appear in Kingdom Come?
No. 18.
Is it Captain Atom?
No.
Fuck.
One more question left.
Is it Major Disaster?
No. Geo-Force.
Oh, no. Gosh darn it.
Oh, what a bummer.
Geo-Force disappoints us yet again.
Yeah.
Recognized. Markov, Rion, G02.
Open Sesame.
Two things that you're looking forward to.
Me?
All of us.
Oh.
One by one.
Oh, so me.
So you.
You start.
Okay. You go, Kyle. Kyle, you go.
Kyle, go now. I'm looking forward to House of X, actually.
Yeah.
How are you? It starts in a couple weeks. Yeah, because I haven't read X-Men in a long time. And when X-Men is good, it's good. And I like Jason Aaron's stuff.
Jason Aaron or Hickman?
Is that
Jason
Aaron? Not Aaron. Not
it's
Aaron.
Hickman.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Oh, it's Hickman. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, I'm not excited for it.
The Hickster. Yeah. Well, because I want to be able to read it for like the next 5 years.
Yeah. Really.
And some of the images, I'm like, I don't know what's going on. It's confusing.
I just saw a picture where it looked like.
What did it look like?
There was like five or six of them walking towards the viewer.
Yeah.
And at first, what I thought was Cyclops with like a round orb.
Oh, it's Professor X.
Is that Professor X?
Yeah.
Because then I saw Cyclops on the back. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what... I have no idea what's going on. Yeah. They keep releasing
the costume choices seem interesting because, like, Jean Grey is, like, wearing her Jean original Grey's, like, Marvel classic, role.
Yeah.
And, like, Cyclops is, like, a sort of a blue version of his...
His best costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyle's fave.
Except it doesn't have the big giant X because Professor X is already doing that. So I guess they both can't.
Wolverine's in his brown suit, I think.
Yeah.
Which is the only costume you should ever wear, in my opinion.
Yep.
Really?
Brown for life.
I enjoy the brown quite a bit.
You're brown till you're dead in the ground.
Yeah. I feel like...
you down with the brown?
I feel like X-23 should still also go by Wolverine, and she can have the yellow and blue, and Wolverine should have the brown, and they should just share the title. That would be my ideal situation.
Sure.
Use both costumes.
I'm also looking forward to Marvel Man or Miracle Man coming back, whenever the fuck that is.
Haven't they been talking about that for years?
Well,
yeah, and they keep, like... You'll see an update on it like every 6 months but like Marvel has the rights. Neil Gaiman's on board. It's just like, just do it.
Neil Gaiman's busy.
Yeah, he's a busy
guy. Maybe that could be it.
I guess.
He's got a lot of like, I'm making fucking TV money.
Now. Like a million shows. I don't want this.
Comic money.
And the book, like the original run stopped in like 94.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can wait another little bit.
Yeah. Really.
Cool.
What about
you? I haven't read Marvel in a long time. And as I mentioned, I picked up my first Marvel book. And it's something that I think I might have heard announced a while back and completely forgot about. And I just like saw online. It's like, that's out? That's a thing that exists? They brought back X-Statics. There was a one-shot, giant-size X-Statics.
Oh, you had it today.
With Pete Milligan and the Allreds, like the original team, back literally continuing X-Statics, which is interesting because it left with them all dying.
Yep.
So it's like a new-ish team. There's some returning favorites. They made an offhand comment about how they came back to life. Who cares? Okay. It's comics. And I guess they're going to be doing another series next year called The Excellent. But there's like another another team trying to be like the anti-X-Statics that they're fighting, and it's Milligan and the Allreds in that world again. And that book is very near and dear to me.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of characters and stuff that I've been interested in at Marvel, but I'm just like just their constant stunts really burn me bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, what would it take to make me pick up a Marvel book again? This. So I'm excited to see what they do with it. I enjoyed it a lot, and I'm excited to see what's next. Secondly, just waiting to see how they make the Eternals cool.
Yeah,
in the MCU. Yeah. They'll do a good job.
Oh, well, think how they did the Asgardians. Like, they have that sort of, like...
Yeah. Yeah, but it took them 3 movies to figure that out.
Well, yeah.
But now they've had some practice with it, so...
Oh, and then, like I said before, but Guardians is another thing where nobody knows what the hell this is.
And then there's
they have free reign. I'm very interested to see how they do this. Just, like, how they market this, how they sell these characters, how they sell this world.
I'm really hoping it's not more of the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want something very
quirky,
weird.
Different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Looking forward to, I said it earlier, Sandman Netflix.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm also dreading it at the same time because it could be really good or really bad. It could be the most amazing thing.
Cautious optimism.
Exactly. Also from DC, same as you. Like, I don't get a lot of DC, and how can you lure me back? Legion of Superheroes. I am looking forward to Bendis' Legion of Superheroes.
Yeah.
Because him with a big team, that's where he shines. Yeah. So, at her, Matter Eater lad. He just eats everybody.
Matter. Matter's good.
Have you tried the Matter?
There's a Matter buffet.
Pitter-patter, I eat Matter.
You're going to be fine. You may not be human. But you have the biggest heart I've ever seen. You're a true hero.
Oh, time for my MFK! Woo! I'm gonna start with this, because it's very similar to yours. When you did it, Jimmy Olsen, Rick Jones, and Snap Ricard.
Oh, man.
Who would you MFK?
Like, we're like simpatico today. I know, we're
bang on for a lot of this. It's
very nice. I'm gonna marry Jimmy.
Yeah.
Agreed. You gotta marry Jimmy.
Oh, totally.
You gotta marry Jimmy.
He's a good boy.
He deserves to be married.
Yeah.
To you.
And then there's Snapper Carr and Rick Jones.
Yep.
Kill Rick Jones. Ooh. Kill Rick Jones. Kill Rick Jones. You don't want
to exterminate.
You don't want to fuck Rick Jones. He's got something.
Yeah, I know for sure.
Snapper Carr, you know what you're getting.
No, exactly. You're not.
He's got the clap, and Snapper Carr's got the snap.
Oh no. You're not going to be proud of it, but you know, he's a minor celebrity. It's fine.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
I want to say, oh, snap.
Morning after. Oh, snap.
Okay. Tigra, Hellcat, and Black Cat.
Oh.
Man, this is... Can I just fuck them all?
Okay.
No. No, you can't.
Black Cat would... I'm going to go with Hellcat.
Yeah, you got to marry Hellcat.
I'm going to marry Hellcat.
Who's going to...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want comic Hellcat. I know, not comic Hellcat. Yeah, I'm not having that Netflix help. Forget that.
But
nonsense.
What if you married Black Cat?
I don't
and
see.
And then later Silver Sable.
Yeah.
No, I feel like Black Cat. That's an adventure. You have that. You have a good time. That's great. Marry Hellcat seems like. Well, I see a lot of long term potential there. Can't do the furry thing, so I'm sorry, Tigra. I don't want to. You're making me do this.
I fuck Tigra.
Yeah, I mean,
I put a lot of thought into it.
That would be a delightful experience.
What a weird thing to say.
It is.
Remember that Kyle just said this little tidbit only 20 seconds ago.
Man, this is... Can I just fuck them all? Yeah, I'd kill Jump Black Cat.
All right.
If I could.
you'd try, but you'd just be so unlucky.
Mm-hmm.
You'd just fail every time.
I'd slip on some gum. Meow. Damn slippery gum. But the intent was there.
What?
What? I'd slip on some gum. Why would it's you... bad luck.
I don't get it.
Normally gum's sticky. Bad luck made it slippery.
Go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Last one, and I just realized it doubled up a little bit. Mary Jane, Gwen Stacy, and Black Cat.
Ooh.
I figured we'd go all Spidey.
You know where I stand.
I don't want to fuck Gwen Stacy. I don't.
No?
No.
Why?
Because she's an innocent.
Yeah.
Innocent? What am I, Norman Osborn?
Your hair doesn't do the wavy thing. Mm.
Listen, I'm going to do it the same way Peter Parker did it. I'm going to marry Mary Jane. I'm going to accidentally kill Gwen Stacy. Oopsie doopsie.
Delightful.
Also an answer to something private.
And listen, Black Cat, we're going to have some fun in the 80s, whatever.
Yeah. Nice costume.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, you know what? There's no better way to put it than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
What the stink are they doing in there?
So look, guys, I feel like we've gone on long enough. We should wrap it up and save it more for next week.
The other half is next week. Literally half.
Yeah. To party? Who dies? Find out next time.
It's me. It's me.
It's Bri.
Oh no.
Die, Bri. Die.
It's the Bri. The.
Bye.
If anyone tries to attack him in the nipples, haha, you can't.
All right, second one.